been doing a series on spiritual warfare. You will never really walk in victory and have great success in your life until you realize you really have deception coming against you and a demonic power coming against you. It says, your adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But when you know your authority and know your power in the name of Jesus Christ, you can shut the devil down. Somebody say amen. Amen. So today we want to look at this thought. The Bible says spiritists, mediums, psychics, witches, and sorcerers are very real, but their power source is demonic. Satan works through these people. All these things are forbidden in the Bible because they are part of the domain of darkness. Just a little review from the other four sermons. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. We have been rescued. But we still live in the presence of evil. And Satan uses people to do evil, wicked things. Murder, theft, rape, all kind of abuse to one another. Wicked things. They seem to dream up more wicked things all the time. So today, please pay attention. You live in a demonized world. As Mike said, we all know that the United States is the best place on earth to live, but the devil still works here. And we need to know our authority and our power. Matter of fact, he's working overtime here trying to destroy this nation because he hates it. Why does he hate it? Because we've been the greatest missionary nation in the world. There's never been anything like America. We send missionaries right now all over the whole world, one nation, evangelizing the whole world. Others are doing it, but no one has done it like this country. That's why the devil hates his country and tries to destroy it. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19, we know positively that we are of God, and the whole world around us is under the power of the evil one. Get that in your spirit. Know that. You get up in the morning, you got a good day planned, everything seems to be going so good, and all of a sudden you get hit with something, and you say, oh my, what's happening? Well, you live in a demonized world, bad things are going to happen. And you need to just take authority over it, believe God, even if it's demonized people causing problems for you, you go to work, somebody's telling lies on you, just believe God to deliver you and get you and protect you in that circumstance. How do I know that works? I was born on the wrong side of the tracks. I've had to live by faith like this my whole life just to survive. And started this church from zero. We've been hit with everything, including the kitchen sink, several times. But if you know who you are, know your authority, know the word of God, you can, like Jesus last week, I think we'll look today, he said in his temptation, he said, it is written, it is written, it is written. What does that mean? That means you need to know the word of God. And when the devil shows up, you need to answer him with the word, with scripture. So we are now the people of God, but everyone around us is under the power and deception of the evil one. That's true. There's some good people out there, but if they're not born again, the devil can use them in all kinds of ways. He'll give you bad advice, if nothing else. Satan has possessed some people to do his will. This is why we have authority to cast out demons. Now listen, here goes. And most, you may have heard me preach on this at some time in the past, but you probably won't hear hardly any other preacher ever mention this because God has called me to really teach the Bible and all of it because you need to know all of it. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9, when you enter the land which the Lord your God gives you, you shall not learn to imitate the detestable things those nations, the detestable things of those nations. Verse 10, there shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire. They actually did human sacrifices, even of children. It says, there shall not be found anyone among you who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire, one who uses divination, which is supernatural insight into the future, one who practices witchcraft, which is demonic power over people, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, demonic power to work deceptive miracles, sorcerers. Verse 11, or one who casts a spell, a charmer, or a medium. I had a lady here in the church years ago told me she didn't want to lose weight because she'd be a medium. Or one who casts a spell, a charmer, or a medium, and that means communicates with the dead. Or a spiritist, a wizard who communicates with spirits. Or one who calls up the dead. The Bible word for that is necromancer. So this power is real, and it comes from the dark side. How many know from the movies there's a dark side? And it is real. The dark side, the demonic side. Joe Girogi has been a member of the church since 82. He's a professor now at the University of Georgia, Abraham Baldwin campus in Georgia. And he's still a part of this church, comes and preaches here every year during the fast. And he was in training in Kenya to be a witch doctor. And if you want to know about demonic power, ask him. He can fill you in. He knows the power of the devil, and he knows the power of God. And he has told me stories of witch doctors putting spells on people, and they died. The devil has great authority and great power, but not greater than the name of Jesus. If you know your authority and use the name of Jesus, instead of panicking and going nuts when the devil does something, take authority over him in the name of Jesus. That spirit of fear, doubt, unbelief, no matter what it is, take authority over the devil. Something happens to one of your kids. Instead of going into panic, bind the devil off of them and believe that God will, whatever it is, heal them, restore them, deliver them, work miracles for them. Stand in faith, and the Lord will show up. Amen. The power comes, the evil power comes from the devil and his crowd, but the power of God operates in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm just going to stop here and then wait for an amen, because you got to do your part. It's not good enough. Verse 12. For whoever does these things is detestable to the Lord. Why? Because it's the work of demons and devils. And because of these detestable things, the Lord your God will give them, will drive them out before you. You know, when the Europeans showed up in America, there were Indians, and guess what? They're all involved in witchcraft and all kind of demonic things. But how could that be? Because the devil, he evangelizes the whole world. He shows up everywhere. Even though they didn't have a gospel preacher, they had demons working, deceiving them, lying to them. Verse 15, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me. Moses says God's going to raise up a prophet like me from among you, from your countrymen. You shall listen to him. He's talking about Jesus Christ. Jesus is prophesied from the beginning of the Bible to the end. If we have Jesus, we have no need to go to demons. Why would a Christian go to a demon? Because they're deceived and don't know any better. Jesus is our source of wisdom, revelation, and power. When Ronald Reagan was shot, Nancy Reagan consulted with a psychic. I think they were good, godly people. All I've been able to learn about them. But they didn't know any better. But after today, you know better. Don't go to psychics. Or any other one that operates in any kind of power that does not operate in the name of Jesus. That's your key. There's only two sources of power. It's either God or Satan. And everything God does today is through the name of Jesus Christ. And that's important. I think it really helped me, saved me out of a lot of trouble, because I realized that. If there's a power operating and it's not operating in the name of Jesus, get away from it. In Acts chapter 3, verse 22, Moses said, the Lord God will raise up for you a prophet. So the same thing is in the New Testament, in the book of Acts. Moses said, the Lord, of course, it's a quote from the Old Testament. Moses said, the Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me, and from your brethren, to him thou shalt give heed to everything he says to you. We need to get in this word of God and know everything that Jesus Christ says and believe it. And when the devil shows up, quote it. When the devil came after Jesus at the end of his translation, his temptation, as we saw last week, Jesus said, "It is written, it is written, it is written, be gone, devil," and the devil left. We need to know what Jesus said, what this book says, and quote it when the enemy shows up. It is written, you win with the word of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 23, and it shall be that every soul that does not heed that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. We need to hear and obey Jesus Christ. This is a quote in the book of Acts. Jesus is the prophet like Moses, and we are to listen to him. We do not need to go to demons. Acts chapter 19, verse 19. Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them. This is the people in the New Testament. People of Paul's day used curious arts and had books telling them how to use this evil power. And they gathered those books and burned them. That shows you what God's New Testament believers believed and did. They would not accept these evil powers that originate with Satan. They burned the books. That's right there in the New Testament. Now look at Leviticus chapter 20, verse 6. As for the person who turns to mediums and to spiritists to play the harlot after them, as for the persons who turn to mediums and to spiritists to play the harlot after them, it says to play the harlot. In other words, he compares going to sorcerers, witches, psychics, mediums. Going to these people is compared to adultery, a love affair with Satan, going to Satan to try to receive something good from him. And you can forget that. Anything that even looks like he's doing good is designed to destroy you. You see, I will also, it goes on to say, I will also set my face against that person and will cut them off from among the people. Those people who go to the spiritists and demonize people, says God says, I'll cut them off. We don't need to be hanging out with these people. We need to do everything we can to get them saved and turn on to Jesus Christ, but we don't need to be doing what they do. God wants us to come only to him. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. Now the deed, listen, it's right here in the New Testament. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery. Right there in the New Testament. Witchcraft. Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Got to leave that stuff alone. Flesh craves after power independent of God. That's why it listed as a work of the flesh. Because man wants power without having to go through Jesus Christ. Flesh craves after power independent of God. I had some power. I don't know if it was a secret art or what it was. But as a kid, someone trained me in how to take warts off of people. And it told me to do this little ritual. And when people come to me, and they did, a lot of people started coming to me and said, take these warts off. The word began to spread. Okay. And I do my little thing, and those warts would disappear. Every time. And I got to think about one day, I rededicated my life to the Lord and the Spirit filled. And I got to, where's this power coming from? I mean, nobody talked to me about it, except it had to be God. But where's this power coming from? There's only two sources of power. One is evil, one is Jesus Christ. And I realized I wasn't using the name of Jesus to get rid of those warts. And since I didn't know where it was coming from, I said, I renounce this in the name of Jesus Christ. I renounce this power, whatever it is. And it left. And I hadn't been able to take off warts that way. But I still believe I got the authority to pray that warts will leave. And I think I got a greater power, a greater authority now. So it just shows you how easy it is for us to get sucked into things. That's not good. Somebody say amen. If you want to meet a real sorcerer, I'll meet you after church. No, anything like that, man, I tell her now, so nothing to do with it. But people of Paul's day believed in it, and they burned those books that taught those things. For the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, right in there with that, idolatry, sorcery. Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. It says practice. I dabbled in it, didn't know what I was dabbling in, but when I found out, realized it wasn't operating in the name of Jesus, I renounced it. Flesh craves after power independent of God. Satan, his demons, and his demonized people have real power. But you have greater power. In the name of Jesus. Exodus chapter 7, verse 10. Now, listen to this. So Moses and Aaron came to Pharaoh, and thus they did just as the Lord had commanded. And Aaron threw his rod down before Pharaoh and his servants, and it became a serpent. Verse 11, then Pharaoh also called for the wise men and the sorcerers, and they also, the magicians of Egypt, did the same with their secret arts. They had the power to turn their staffs into snakes too. Serpents. So don't tell me this power is not real. It is. But I'm not afraid of it one bit. Number one, you need to pray God gave you a spirit of discernment so you discern what's of the devil and what's not. And I think that's what happened to me with taking those warts off. I discerned something wasn't right. And when I thought about it and realized that power wasn't coming through the name of Jesus, I renounced it. And it left. You see, they could do the same thing with demonic power that Moses and Aaron did. Now, not everything, but in this, some things they could. And verse 12, for each one threw down his staff, and they turned into serpents. The devil has just enough power to deceive you and to make you think he has power equal to God. He does not. But Aaron's staff, guess what? Swallowed up their staffs. In other words, Aaron's snake was more powerful than the devil's snakes. The sorcerers could do some of the miracles that God was doing, but Aaron's staff was more powerful. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph or to win. Say that with me. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph. Come on. Now, are y'all still there? These lights are bright. You're still there. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes me to triumph. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes me to win. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm going to fight till I win. I'm going to pray and fight till my snake eats the devil's snake. Okay. Amen. I've been around a long time. I'm telling you, it works. It works. First Samuel, the word of God works. The power of God works. The name of Jesus, it all works in his name. Now look at this. First Samuel chapter 28, verse 7. This is one of the most mysterious passages in the whole Bible. People try to figure it out. Well, God has given me a revelation that really makes sense. I fast and pray anywhere from around 100 to 110 days a year, plus praying about 3 hours a day. I really seek God and pray. I'm not just a preacher who shows up on Sunday morning and prays that God will fill my mouth. He will, but it'd be hot air. So I really pray and study and fast and seek God. And God has given me revelations on things that other people have a hard time explaining. Exodus chapter 7. Where'd I go? 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 7. Then Saul said unto his servants, seek for me a woman who is a medium. Now, he had given an order that mediums would be put to death. And now he's looking for one because he backslid. Then Saul said to his servants, seek for me a woman who is a medium, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And he disguised himself because he knew that they would be afraid of him because he had given the order for them to be put to death. Verse 11, then the woman said, whom shall I bring up for you? I mean, this is just what she did all the time, calling up dead people. You say, well, now how does that work? You and I both know that when a person dies, they go to one or two places. Like the rich man and Lazarus. One went to hell, the other went to paradise, to heaven. And so how can they call up a dead person? They can't. But if your uncle dies, there's demons who knows your uncle and you all about him. And when a medium is trying to call up your uncle, the devil can, through that medium, the devil can give her information that he knows about your uncle, but it's not your uncle. Can you say amen? Think of that. That's the way it is. It's the devil giving them information. But the devil can never do what God can do. God really can tell the future. But demons know enough of things that we don't know. He can make you think he's telling you the future. Can you say amen? The devil, no doubt, had heard Elon Musk talking about going public and all of that, and he could have given someone information. You know, Elon Musk is going to go public, and you can make a lot of money. Well, it looked like this sorcerer had the information, and yet it came from the devil because the devil knew what Elon Musk was going to do because he heard him talking. Can you say amen? Is anybody paying attention? Am I wasting my time? Starbucks is starting to look pretty good. I can just hang up and go to Starbucks. But I'm going to tell you, this message is from God. Not to scare you, but to help you to realize you live in a demonized world and you can rule and reign by putting the devil under your feet. Doesn't mean you're not going to have problems. It means you can conquer them. Somebody say amen. When you have your second child born with a major heart condition, let me know that's a problem. But God can help you get through it. Somebody say amen. She's in her 40s. That's three beautiful little girls. She's doing fantastic. But it was war. Okay, because the devil wanted to kill her to get even with me for preaching the truth. Now listen. Then the woman said, whom shall I bring up for you? This was just something she did, so she just thought this was just another guy that needed this. And he said, bring up Samuel for me. When the woman saw Samuel, she cried out with a loud voice. She was just as shocked as everybody else. She had never seen anything like this before. She's used to getting this information, but not like this. She actually saw Samuel being raised up. When the woman saw Samuel, she cried out with a loud voice. And the woman spoke to Saul, saying, why have you deceived me? You are Saul. She had the ability all of a sudden to see things in the spirit realm that Saul could not see. She also had a demonic revelation of who Saul really was. He was disguised. She had no way of knowing who he was until she saw Samuel. Verse 13, the king said to her, do not be afraid. I'm not here to execute you. Don't be afraid. But what do you see? And the woman said to Saul, I see a divine being coming up out of the earth. She never seen anything like that before. She saw Samuel being raised up to talk to Saul. Now, that's the same thing as, in my humble opinion, it appears to be the same thing as Moses and Elijah coming on the Mount of Transfiguration and speaking to Jesus. It actually says they showed up and helped Jesus, talk to Jesus. Well, God raised up Samuel to talk to Saul, but that medium had nothing to do with it. So a lot of people, well, how could a medium raise up a man of God? They can't. And if you read that, you can see it. She was just as surprised as everybody else. She's used to hearing things from demons. She probably didn't even know what they were. But her information was coming from voices and demonic sources. It wasn't coming from a live man coming up and speaking to the person she was supposed to be talking to. She also had a demonic revelation, I said, of Saul. Verse 13, the king said to her, "Do not be afraid, but what do you see?" And the woman said to Saul, "I see a divine being coming up out of the earth." In other words, a man of God. And Samuel was a man of God. This woman did not bring up Samuel. God did. This was a miracle of God. Samuel actually talked to Saul. Now, this is much the same, as I just said, as Moses and Elijah appearing to Jesus. Verse 14, he said to her, "What is his form?" And she said, "An old man is coming up. And he is wrapped with a robe." And Saul knew that it was Samuel. Verse 15, then Samuel said to Saul, "Why have you disturbed me by bringing me up?" And Saul answered, "I am greatly distressed, for the Philistines are waging war against me. And God has departed from me and no longer answers me." I'm going to pray that never happens to any of us. If you're playing around with demonic things and you're on the fence, get off. Be totally sold out to God. Don't take a chance of getting in a situation like this where you backslide so far God won't even talk to you. And that can happen. In some cases in the Bible, like with Saul, God just gave up on him. I don't ever get in a position where God gives up on me. Verse 19, Samuel says, "The Lord will also give over Israel along with you into the hands of the Philistines. Therefore, tomorrow you and your sons will be with me." In other words, you're going to die tomorrow. "In the realm of the dead," you'll be with me in the realm of the dead. In the realm of the dead, especially according to the Old Testament, heaven and hell were in the realm of the dead, but we'll be in one or the other. We'll still be dead as far as this world goes. The Lord allowed Samuel to give King Saul one last message before he died. And I would say it gave him a chance to repent and try to get things right with God. But did he? You see, psychics can only hear from demons. They can't call down people out of heaven. They can't call people out of hell. So how can a medium call up a spirit? It's a demonic spirit. That's pure common sense. Acts 16:6, based on the word of God, by the way. Acts 16:16, listen to this. Well, I don't know if I believe in demons can possess people. Okay. Who cares what you believe? Let's see what the Bible says. Okay. I found a long time ago, people don't care what I believe or what I think or what my opinion is. They want to know what the word says. And if you don't want to know what the word says and you hang around here, you're going to get it anyway. Acts chapter 16, verse 16. It happened that as we were going to the place of prayer, a slave girl having a spirit of divination met us. Now, is this telling the truth? Did this woman, was she really possessed with a spirit of divination? Was she? It happened that as we were going to the place of prayer, a slave girl having a spirit of divination met us, who was bringing her masters much profit by fortune telling. She was telling people's fortune and making a fortune for her owners. Verse 17, this woman was following after Paul and us. She kept crying out, saying, "These men are bondservants of the Most High God, who are proclaiming to you the way of salvation." But what's wrong with that? That's a good thing. But Paul didn't want the devil advertising for him. Okay. And it was a nuisance. And it was a distraction. Following after Paul and us, she kept crying and saying, "These men are bondservants of the Most High God, who are proclaiming to you the way of salvation. Verse 18, she continued doing this for many days. And Paul, I think, could have a short fuse. He got tired of it. And Paul was greatly annoyed. Say annoyed. And turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. Hey, you can do the same thing. It says, they that believe on me, the works that I do, he, she shall do. Amen. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak in new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Shall cast out demons. Well, I don't think I should cast out a demon. I could cast out. Well, as long as you think that way, you can't. You got to pray and fast to get full of the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit and operate in the name of Jesus, and you can. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her, and it came out at that very moment. Verse 19, but when her masters saw that their hope for profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. You see, when the demon left, her power left. She couldn't tell fortunes anymore. Just like when that power I had left, I couldn't remove those rot warts anymore. You see, a covenant of witches I met firsthand in Lexington. Actually, it came to my church. And it scared the people half to death. And I said, what are you afraid of them for? We have authority and power. Well, kick them out of our church. I'm not going to do it. They need to hear the word of God like everybody else. And I actually went and visited with them. I went with this one group. So are you crazy? No, I have power. I went to this one house. And man, they were scared to death of me. They're afraid of me. Everybody else afraid of them. The difference is, know who you are. I'm a born-again believer. Get full of the Holy Spirit. And do what God tells you to do. Operate in the power of God. And you don't have to be afraid of anybody or anything. The devil try to bring his fear against you, but you can rebuke it. Now, I sound really confident right now, but when I get attacked, I'm like everybody else. I just kind of fall apart for a moment, but then I got to regroup myself and get back on the word of God, and then I'm good. But the devil's going to hit all of us. But anyway, I went to this house. They were scared to death. They didn't want to talk to me. Then I went to this other woman's house, and she said, my uncle lives in my basement. I mean, she's just as serious as she could be. She really believed her uncle lived in her basement. Only problem was he'd been dead for years. And she said, he gets upset and he slams furniture and stuff around. I just go to the door, yell down in the basement, Uncle so-and-so, stop that. And he stops. How many believe her uncle lived in the basement? Either he was in heaven or he's in hell. He wasn't in her basement. Anybody believe this? Bible? Remember Lazarus and the rich man? One went to hell, went to heaven. That's the only choices you got. He went in her basement, but she was totally convinced he lived in her basement. I'm going to tell you, there's people got power that you don't know anything about. But you got power they cannot overcome. Amen. And it doesn't operate in your name. You got to remember, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let's practice, in the name of Jesus, come on, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, be gone, fear, be gone, doubt, be gone, depression, be gone, oppression, be gone, my mental condition, be gone. You leave my mental condition alone. I like being like me. Lord, forgive me. Thank you, Jesus. If you don't like crazy people, you're not going to like this church. Don't crack up, Alice. Get with that funny. It happened that as we were going to the place of prayer, a demon-possessed woman started following us around. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And when her masters saw their hope for profit was gone, they had Paul and Silas taken into custody because they were so upset. These people have real power, but we have greater. Now, here's the key. I may go over a little bit, but I cannot cut this short. I'll be through by three. God has provided protection for his devoted people. Are you devoted to Jesus Christ? Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 5, nevertheless, the Lord your God was not willing to listen to Balaam. Balak hired Balaam to put a curse on Israel. Look what happened. Nevertheless, the Lord your God, I don't have time to read it all. You can go home and read the rest of it. Deuteronomy 23, 5, nevertheless, the Lord your God was not willing to listen to Balaam. But the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing for you because the Lord your God loves you. My whole life, God has turned curses into blessings for me. This man was known as a powerful sorcerer. The king actually hired him to put a curse on God's people, but he couldn't. God turned the curse into a blessing. If you truly serve God and someone's trying to put a curse on you, the Holy Spirit will reveal to you, discern to you what's going on, and you can take authority over it, and that curse can be turned to a blessing. And there's a lot of things that happen to us we call a curse, but God will turn it to a blessing if we'll trust him and believe him. You see, we are now the people of God. We're the spiritual seed of Abraham. We're spiritual Jews because of Jesus Christ. So Balaam says in Numbers chapter 23, verse 23, Zalak was upset with him because he did not curse God's people. He says, there is no sorcery against Jacob. There's no sorcery against Barry Coverson. There's no sorcery against the Gnostic Christians. There's no sorcery against born-again people. There is no sorcery against Jacob, no divination against Israel. It will now be said of Jacob and of Israel, see what God has done. The sorcerer turned everything around and began to bless them. You see, there is no victory or divination against God's people who know their authority. We have authority over all the power of the enemy. So see what God has done in us. Let's let the world see what God is doing through us. You see, we are filled with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We have great power. The world knows nothing about and Satan cannot compete with. Now listen to this. Here's the facts. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. You live in a world where the devil has a scheme, a plan, a design for your demise. Verse 12. For our struggles is not against flesh and blood. We think we can solve everything with human effort and human ability. We cannot. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. You see, this is the world we live in. But that's okay. We have authority. This is the world we live in. We are now the people of God, but everyone around us is under the power and deception of the evil one. That's what the Bible says. Many of Satan's servants have great demonic power. We need to be prayed up. Hello. Fasted up. You know, we need to be a doer of the word. All of it. We need to be prayed up, fasted up, read up, churched up, and ready for battle. That's where you need to be every Sunday morning. And if you can't get here, you need to Zoom it, live stream in. You can Zoom into my group on Wednesday night. But see, there is a gift of discernment. We can discern when the evil one is at work and we can use our authority. The Bible says witches, mediums, psychics, sorcerers, and the like are real. All these things are forbidden in the Bible. This is real power, however, but we have greater power. God has provided protection for his devoted people and given us authority to shut the devil down. When he brings depression and oppression and fear and doubt and the spirits of infirmity against you, you have authority over them if you'll use it in the name of Jesus. Do you want to be delivered from the power of the devil, including his curses? Let's stand.